Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, it looks like this will be a special all-instrumental episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. We're going to listen to three tunes that are entirely instrumental, so we won't have any lyrics to talk about. I will talk briefly about each song before we start. I have probably a third of my catalog are instrumentals. I've been lucky enough to be able to provide soundtrack for several documentary films, but also have done a number of just all instrumental albums as well. So we'll kind of occasionally stick in an episode that'll be all instrumental. So that's what this one will be. We'll take a listen first to a song called titled Opening Theme, but it comes from 2011's soundtrack to the Toshunka Witko documentary, which is the documentary about the life of Crazy Horse that I was fortunate to be a part of at the place where I do my usual work, which is TAI, Technology and Innovation and Education, their media department. We did a number of interviews with descendants and family members of Crazy Horse, Toshunka Witko, and put together a documentary educational film in 2011. And I'll put a link to that film. You can view it, actually. I'll put a link on the podcast page for that. So we'll begin this episode, this all-instrumental episode, with Opening Theme from Toshunka Witko. So very early in my professional life and in my marriage as well, 1990-91, my wife and I were able to do some work down in New Mexico, and I spent quite a bit of time in Santa Fe. And during that time, during those 2 summers when we were working, I was working as a camp director, we really fell in love with some of the music from the area made by the indigenous people of some of the Pueblo nations in that region, using the wooden flute. And so I just really fell in love with that wooden flute sound. And at that time, I bought my first flute there in Santa Fe. And so then years later, when I was invited to work on the music for the documentary Tashunka Witko, I was really, really excited to do something that would be honoring of Crazy Horse and of his life. And also, I think, as an artist, really important to be really clear about things that I consider myself a musician and an artist. And I consider myself to be playing a wooden flute. And certainly it has a style that is similar to what you might call Native American style, but also to be very clear that I'm not a Native American artist, so steer very much clear of any sort of a cultural appropriation there. But it was an honor to be able to create that, and of course that song was primarily flute, and then a little bit of acoustic guitar came in after that. Well, our next instrumental piece will come from 2001's Topo Acoustic Landscapes. This is my second album, and it's an entirely instrumental. And this piece is called 8-Pound Test. And I'll talk a little bit more about that title and the song on the other side. Well, that was 8-pound test. The Topo album was an album of bits and pieces of musical riffs, guitar chord progressions, and some things like that. That I, some of which were actually parts of songs, but others, which were just things I was playing around with. I decided request of a friend to go ahead and put those together, and this was really early on in my album making process, and so I was still experimenting a lot, but it was really a lot of fun to layer on basically simple repeating guitar parts, and then to go back through with multi-tracks and add and embellish and play around with some additional instrumentation, which was really new to me. Up until that time, I had just, it was just me and my guitar and, you know, a cassette recorder. So this was really wonderful to do some multi-track work. 8-pound test, if you've done any fishing, you know that's that's a fishing line. At the time, we were living in Spearfish. I had just moved fairly recently, and I was doing, I don't do much of it anymore, but I was doing a lot of fly fishing on the creeks in the Black Hills. And once I had composed the song, I didn't have a title for it, but closing my eyes and listening to it, it reminded me of a really sunny day out on one of the streams. It seemed to have a flowing movement, like the creeks in the Black Hills, and it just it made me think of sun just glinting off the surface. My fishing was more about being out and being on the creek. I didn't consider not catching anything a failure of a day if I had a nice day out there in the hills on the stream. So, 8-pound test, primarily acoustic guitar on that. Our final tune is a tune called Almost Lost, and it comes to us from 2017's album titled 2 Weeks in April. And so we'll listen to Almost Lost and then talk just a little bit about it on the other side. Thank you. Was Almost Lost, which has a there's an interesting story behind the title, which I'll tell in a moment. The 2 Weeks in April album was literally a series of improvised instrumental pieces on various different instruments. This one happens to be the acoustic guitar, steel string acoustic guitar. But they were improvised over a period of 2 weeks in April in 2017, hence the title of the album, 2 Weeks in April. I kind of set a goal for myself to go to several different locations on our property. It was springtime. I felt like getting outside with the instrument and some in our house as well. And then I would more or less improvise a song. So these are live performances. They're actually recorded on an iPad and then remixed and mastered on my Mac. And so it was an experiment in, you know, what kind of sound quality I could get with kind of a field recording approach. It was a wonderful, wonderful project, a lot of fun. And in some of the songs, not this one in particular, but in some of them, you do hear the ambient noises of birds outside, other things, even a motorcycle driving through the canyon at one point, if you listen closely. But on this one, I was inside, the title, Almost Lost. I recorded this one, and for some reason I decided, oh, that's probably not one I'm going to use, probably not one I'm going to keep. And then I went ahead and recorded almost all the rest of the album. And then I came back to this one. I'd almost forgotten about it and listened to it, and I thought, no, I really like that. I really like that. So I ended up making it the first song on the album and calling it Almost Lost, kind of a lesson for me that sometimes when you write off a creative product too quickly, you've just overlooked something that maybe really shines. And so that was my lesson for the day on that. So this has been our special, one of our special all instrumental episodes of Dancin' Moon Songcast. I appreciate you joining us today. You can find all of my music, all of my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And of course, you can stream all of my music on Spotify or Apple Music or iHeartRadio or anywhere else that you like to stream your music. Thanks for joining me here in Spearfish Canyon, and hope you have an absolutely wonderful rest of your week. Be well.